Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you? Hello? Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hi, Pete. I want to borrow $250,000 to put in a new digital billboard. I have a reservation code. Would you like that?
Perfect, perfect. Give me a second here. Let me get ready. You can start when you're ready here. Just name it off.
2511.
Mm-hmm.
3501. 0047. 0755.
Perfect. Give me 1 second to pull your file up real quickly.
Okay.
And whom am I speaking to today?
Donald Jernigan. J-E-R-N-I-G-A-N.
Perfect. And Donald, we did just get a new phone system in place. Is this a good number to reach you back if the call does drop?
Yes.
Perfect.
That's my cell phone. I'm calling you from my cell phone. But,
okay.
My regular phone is 918-455-0835.
Perfect. Got that on file, too, for you. Just have to have you confirm a couple pieces of information for security purposes, and you know, then we can continue, and I'll answer any questions you have and get you into the right program here. Sound good?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. All right. So, Donald, what's the name of the business, the legal name?
The legal name is First American Enterprises Incorporated. And First is spelled out. DBA Gemini, G-E-M-I-N-I, like the zodiac sign.
Mm-hmm.
Gemini Outdoor Advertising.
Perfect. And how long have you been in business here, Don?
39 years.
Congratulations. And the structure of the business, I see it's incorporated. Is that an S-Corp or a C-Corp?
S-Corp.
Perfect. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. And one last thing. Can you just confirm the address of the business, please?
8628 Willow Springs Court, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, 74011.
Perfect, perfect. And I just want to confirm again, because I'm writing this down pretty quick. It was Gemini Outdoor Advertising?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. All right, so, yeah, tell me a little bit about the business and the history, and, you know, I'll give you some background there, and I'd be happy to, you know, help you out with your goals here. I think you said something about an electronic billboard.
Yes, sir. I have a spectacular location. I have 17 billboard locations. And I'm billing, my monthly billing is right around $25,000, and I want to install a digital display, a digital LED billboard on a spectacular location, and it's going to cost around $240,000. So I rounded it to $250,000 just to be safe.
Perfect. So tell me.
And we make about $10,000 a month off of it.
Oh, nice. So digital billboard is about $240,000, $250,000 kind of. And you're saying you could probably take it about $10,000 a month in revenue?
Yes, sir.
Wow. I mean, that's a good investment, man. If we can get you set up on maybe like an equipment financing term. See, a billboard might be that's definitely going to be on the edge of qualifying for equipment or not. But, you know, if we can get that approved for equipment financing, which I'm pretty confident we can, you know, we get you hooked up on a 48 or 60 month term, and that thing's going to pay for itself in half the term, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, so yeah, tell me a little bit about, you know, how'd you get into the industry? You just started buying up property and putting, you know, give me some background.
No,
kind
I
of
was,
the first one.
I was with 3M, copier and printer,
mm-hmm,
and all that stuff. Well, they at one time were the world's largest billboard company. And they hired me back in 73 to start the Tulsa and Oklahoma City market. And I worked for them for 4 years and figured out that I was on the wrong side of it. So in 77, I started my own sign company.
Wow, that's awesome. And
then they hired me, or they contracted me to go to various markets and develop the market for them, and then they would buy everything from me. So I made a fortune doing that. Then, of course, I blew it all and got divorced and lost the rest of it. So I had to start all over about 10 years ago.
Oh, that's pretty funny. But you know what? You sound like a smart guy. You got back on your feet pretty quickly, right?
Well, yeah, I hope so.
So, yeah, Donald, tell me about the 17 billboards that you have currently. You know, what kind of billboards are those versus what you're looking to get here?
Well, it's just they're vinyl. I have one LED right now. I have the other 16. Well, excuse me. There's 34 faces on those 17 boards. One of the faces is the LED digital display, and I'm going to install another one because this. They're so popular right now, and it was so easy to sell. I mean, I sold it before. We haven't built it yet, okay? It won't be in for another 2 weeks, and we're just about sold out on it. We sell 8 advertisers on it.
Wow.
And the other location I have is a spectacular location, and I'd like to go ahead and build one on it.
Okay, I like it. So the vinyl faces, what do those bring in a month in revenue? Yeah, I can do the math here real quick, but if you want to just tell me.
About 20, well, right, I built on November 1st yesterday, we sent out right at 25,000 invoices.
Wow, okay, so if you have those 33 faces that are vinyl, and you got about 25K.
Six of them are vacant. That's why we still increased that. We got 6 vacant locations.
So right now you got about 27 vinyl, and you're bringing in about 25,000. So that's just correct. About 1,000 a month for each of the vinyl ones, or
that's correct.
A little less than that.
Just say they average around 1,000 a month, $850 to 1,000, something like that. And we got some we sell for 800 and some we sell for 1500. So
yeah, location, I'm sure, you know.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
And your LED one that you have right now, is that producing about 10K a month, or, you know, maybe
well,
the locations?
We've got 5,000 a month in under contract right now.
Nice. So you're just really trying to get a second one, you know, rolling, so by the time that first one gets up and operational, you're already bringing in new people for that second one, right?
Correct.
Yeah, good, man. Yeah, so, you know, I'm pretty sure this is going to qualify for equipment financing. How did you pay for the first LED, you know, face? Was that all cash?
Well, no. I borrowed from the Potawatomi tribe, Indian tribe, but they only have a $200,000 loan limit. I'm Choctaw Indian, and they have so much money that they decided, rather than just be a tribal member, they'll loan money to, they started a program this year that they would lend money to any tribal member of any Indian tribe, as long as you resided in Oklahoma.
Wow, that's
so
awesome.
I live in Oklahoma, but they only have a $200,000 limit, so that's why I'm calling you guys.
Nice.
It went so well that we're selling it, and I want to put another one in, and the bank thinks I'm overfinanced because they were mad because they didn't get that. I went to someone else to get the digital financing, so they're not cooperating with me. And I got this in the mail yesterday from you guys, so I thought I'd call you today while I was sitting.
Yeah, of course. So just give me a quick little rundown here. What's your credit looking like right now, Donald? Your personal credit?
Oh.
You know, good, bad,
oh,
in the middle?
Horrible.
It's horrible. How much is horrible? Like 500 horrible or 400 horrible?
I got Discover Card says I'm 664, but
664.
My bank says I'm 600, so I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, well, there's a couple different reporting agencies, and you know, some way different things more heavily, so that's why you kind of get a disparity there. But for equipment financing, our threshold there for the most part is right above 600. So that'll be good for you. If you're above the 600, we can get this done. So tell me a little bit about more of the business here. What are you doing in gross annual sales? Just ballpark me.
300,000.
About 300K. Perfect. So this is really going to change the business here, because, you know, this is going to be bringing in an extra 200-300K in revenue a month, right?
A year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, yeah. Not a year. you wish. But yeah, no, it seems like definitely a prudent investment, especially because you already have one in the works to get that up on the, you know, board. How long is that going to take?
We'll have it up before the end of this month.
Oh, perfect, perfect. So it'll definitely give you some insight onto what to expect there. So that's always good. Will you be going back to the same vendor or, you know, or place that
no,
you got
we'll
this first
use
one?
A different one?
Okay, okay.
We'll use it.
Any reason why?
Yeah, they just kind of lied to us. We were supposed to have this up before August the 1st, and we're 4 months late. They were.
I gotcha.
They were using someone else instead of us. Therefore, it's delayed us.
I gotcha. So you'd rather? What, do you have the vendor picked out though for this one?
I've got two that I'm looking at.
Good, good. Are the pricing options pretty much the same, or?
Yeah, they're a little bit higher, but they're about the same.
Okay. And do any of them offer, you know, in-house financing for these, or do they just?
Yeah, but they're at 12%. What are you guys?
That just depends on, you know, the underwriting here, you know, the time in business, which, you know, you have pretty good. Your credit's not so great, so that's what we're going to have to work around with. And did they give you a 12% verbal, or did you actually apply with them?
I didn't apply. They just told me that's what they do.
Okay. Well, you know, it depends really on the underwriting and how it goes, how they view the business. But the good part is, Don, that this only takes about a day or two to get feedback from. So really all I need is a quote and an application and a couple bank statements, and I can get you in about a day or two yes or no, and actually get you some numbers here to play with.
Okay.
And what's also nice is...
You want me to fax it to you?
Yeah, exactly. I was either going to say I can fax you the info I need, or I can shoot you an email if that works a little bit easier for you.
Once you shoot me an email and tell me what you need, and I get it. I've got two people sitting here hollering at me.
Yeah, of course.
I'll give you my email. It's Donald... Donald Jernigan, Jernigan, at windstream.net.
Windstream.net. Perfect, perfect. And, you know, Donald, I'm going to also send out an application for working capital as well, just in case, you know, we can't get you equipment financing, but for the most part, I'm pretty confident this will qualify.
Okay.
And well, just
send it to me, and I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah, of course, of course. Just really quick, too, one last question. Do you have any open loans out on the business right now, or... the one from that tribe,
Yes, I still owe about $300,000 to Arvest Bank.
Okay. And what kind of loan was that? When did you do that?
Oh, that's when I started the business 10 years ago. It was $1.4 million when I borrowed it.
Okay. You're making a monthly payment on that, I'm assuming.
Yes, sir.
Perfect, perfect. Alrighty, so, you know, I'm gonna send you that. If you can get me the application and the requested other couple pieces of paper, if you can get me that by tomorrow, we could probably get you some answers by the end of the week here, and just, you know, just at least an approval or not. That way we can, you know, you can go with the drawing board and see if we can work out.
Sounds good to me.
All right, sounds good, Don. Sounds good. Just one last question. How immediate of a need is this? Are we looking to, you know, if I get you approval, the numbers look right to you on Friday, you want to just get this funded by next week? Move pretty quick here.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fine. I'm not that big a hurry, but, yeah, that'd be fine. Next week would be fine.
All right, perfect, perfect. All right, take care, Donald. I'll be sending that out in a little bit. Keep an eye out.
All right, thank you very much. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, see you. Bye.
Bye.